it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, here we are. I'm sorry. I was trying to find a piece of audio, and I couldn't find it, but now I've found it. What's wrong? Ethan, are you yelling at me now because I'm not talking? What's that?
He said you were frantic, and then...
Oh, was I frantic? I wasn't frantic. No, we do need... I was looking for something in particular. Fred
the bigger question was, were you frantic off-air, on-air?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was I? I don't think I was frantic. We were just looking for some audio, and then we need something moved
Listen,
over from yesterday.
I can read your face, and okay, I saw your face
video?
Searching on the stream.
Okay.
So I ran in here like, what is he looking for?
Fair enough. But I was looking for something that I found. Fred threw three different slugs at me, and I finally found the one that was the right slug, so we're all good.
Oh, well, it's Fred's fault.
I didn't realize he did that, though. Like, he can see, because it's true.
Yeah, he could watch.
You see some panic. Alex Rich is with us this afternoon as well.
I was trying to chime in, but, you know, you cut my
mind. No
Sorry
room.
About that.
Yeah. Was this ABC or something?
No, you know why? Oh, look at that.
You like that
George
one?
Stephanopoulos.
I know his reference. Look, I know this is the non-political hour, but
that,
I
But
I
still, you're bringing it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know why that mic's turned down often? It's the one that Jane uses.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes
why
sense.
You
I love Jane, though. You know?
How are you, Alex?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I'm really great, honestly, because this sounds crazy, but you'll understand. I don't think my grass has looked this good since.
I know. I'm right there with you.
Since, honestly, maybe March.
Yep.
April,
me too.
April, maybe.
I'd say May.
You guys,
but, you
it's
know.
Dry. What are you doing? Just watering
it. Yeah.
And let me ask you this
Show
question.
Off.
Do you guys know anything about the price of, like, water, like a water bill.
It's expensive as hell.
Yes.
So, and I'm going back and forth in my head, like, man, it looks great. I got a sprinkler system that I kind of installed and rigged up myself. It's great. It's a game changer because you don't stress or even think.
So
about
wait, you don't have in ground.
No in ground, but I kind of rigged it where it's all on a timer, and I got these hoses and I run them down. It's pretty good. And I run my sprinklers every morning at 7 a.m.
I'm impressed by this.
Yeah, about 15 minutes on each spot.
Yes.
There's three spots.
Wait, do you have to go out in your rig system and just turn it on?
No, I don't. It's on a timer. I sleep, wake up, the grass is watered. It's unbelievable.
Wow, I don't understand how you do that.
That's for another time.
They have timers out there like they would for Christmas lights
or
other.
Yeah, but is your water on the entire time and then it just won't let it through until the timer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. But my question is, you know, and what I've been throwing around in my head is, God, when you have grass that looks just so good, is it worth running the sprinkler every day, maybe, in my opinion? Am I going to be in for, you know, a crazy amount of money if I just run it every day
as opposed
to every 2 days?
So. I don't think
I don't have the biggest yard on the planet, but your yard is smaller than mine.
Yeah.
And I think I do 20-minute cycles. So we usually, I just got winterized, so I can't water anymore until next spring when they do the, you know, dewinterization or whatever the hell they do.
They blew out your hoses.
Right. Thank you, Fred. That's not
right.
Dirty. But, you know, because of the cool weather at the end of August and beginning of September, my grass, I've bragged about it. I still think top 5, you know, percent in the neighborhood.
It's really nice.
So
with
nice
your system, do you run it in the summer every morning?
Every 3 days. And sometimes
every
a little
three
bit
days.
More. Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They start at like 4 in the morning. A couple of times I had to hit, you know, when it was really dry, I had to hit the manual cycle. But then, honestly, Alex, you bring this up. I have not looked at, I think there's relatability here with the audience. I haven't looked at utility bills this horrifically in a long time. Yeah. I mean, electric bills are unbelievably high. My gas bill in the summer doesn't mean anything, but the water is, it is not cheap. Okay. But then I still think to myself, I look at my neighbor does not have irrigation, and it's just all dead.
Okay, so here, let me tell you the story of Fred's neighborhood.
Can I have normalcy, please?
Here's normalcy, thank okay? you. I have nothing at my house, so I have brown grass.
Yeah, same okay? here.
Do you my not neighbor, have a hose?
My neighbor, Joyce, has the irrigation system.
Okay.
She's got a much bigger yard. Every morning at 6 a.m., it goes through the cycles.
Right, right.
So the part of my yard that her hose hits
looks great.
Looks great.
Yeah, right.
And then you can see where the hose does not hit.
Oh, but that's funny.
Can you not invest in one of those little sprinklers that kind of goes back and forth, Fred, and you attach it to a hose?
Put it out there. Okay. I'm telling you, it's
Alex will come over and do some consulting.
I'll rig the system up.
I don't
I'm
like
impressed.
It when, like
a consulting
I,
fee.
I don't like it when my lawn looks all torn up and gross and brown and stuff like that. Although I will have to say this, that anything, although it, like when I'm laying claim to the 5% deal, that's my front lawn. The back, not quite as good just because of the dogs. But having said that, and I've talked about this every year, Alex, you know this, I've regrown grass and I've gotten pretty good at it. Like I put a little topsoil and then I put the seed down, and then I put a little soil over it, and then you water it every day. Only for like, you know, a few minutes, but you water it every day.
Yep.
And this is the time, you know, especially now that this weather has continued, it will come up within a matter of, you know, 10 days.
Little soil, right. Some seed, a little more soil,
Alex,
water.
You have a puppy now, too. Mm-hmm. So with the puppy, he gets into the dirt, and I didn't want all that in the backyard. But even though I made the decision to not regrow the grass, I've never had the backyard look this good at this time of year.
Huh.
I think it's just because the end of August, even though we didn't get a lot of rain, the end of August was not that hot.
Oh, I
see. It's been great.
Well, the rest of us are living in a desert, except for Joyce and you two.
But lived in the city, now you just moved out of the city, you still only pay one water bill. Like, you can use as much damn water as you want, right?
My yard there, you could water the heck
out
of it.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
It's
no,
one.
No way.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You can use
nonstop.
All the water.
I did not know that. I'd have them going morning and night every single day.
Yes. You can shower twice a day and not have to pay for it?
That is correct.
There you go.
Yes. And the other thing that's great about the city is dumpsters. See, I have now in the world where I got to put stuff in there and it's got to sit for... What?
Oh, I know. I don't like that.
That's no fun. I like to go out to the dumpster and leave it there. Or if it's something you want to give away, it'll be gone in 10 minutes.
Well, that's true. I can vouch for that having lived in the same neighborhood because that was always the most amazing thing.
I'm telling
you. Like, it would be a little contest that I had. And I would take something that might be marginal. And I mean marginally useful.
Yes.
And I put it back there.
Right.
Sometimes on stuff like that, you put it next to
next
the dumpster.
Next to the
right?
dumpster if it's
and
got some value
I barely
left.
Made it into my damn kitchen. I look around, it's gone.
Like
I
a chair with three legs.
Well, no.
Something like that.
Or
right.
something
you,
like that.
You got to have something. It's a little rough, Fred, but not completely messed up. And it'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's really quite the system.
It still works in the county.
I got to put it
in the driveway.
It really is.
Then it's in my front yard.
It really is an unbelievable thing.
Not for long.
We, you know, we say one man's trash is another's treasure, right? It's like such a saying, but it you look around when you do things like this and it's so true. Like even again in not in the city, but like in the county, you go out there and I think there's a guy that drives around my streets probably every other day. At like 6:30,
uh-huh.
He's got a red pickup truck, and he just
picks up.
Talked to him before too, and he just like picks up random stuff, and Lord knows what he does with it, but it's treasure to this guy. I guess.
Does he flip it on the Facebook Marketplace or something?
Maybe. You know, it's funny you bring that up. I actually got rid of some ceiling fans one time, and my buddy was like, "I'll take them," and I give them to him. Couple of days later, I'm looking.
He's selling them
on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my God!
Are you
he
serious?
He listed my fans.
Oh my God!
All right, this is. Did he?
Dude.
Did you tell him? Hey, dude, what are you doing? That's. I mean, I can see doing that, but you'd kind of maybe want to give you a cut or something like
well,
that.
Well, I thought, you know, hey, I'm going to give him these. He needs some fans for his. He took him. He's like, I'm going to have him.
Did you call him out though?
Put up. I think at one point I did call him out. Yeah.
Yeah, because
how
oh
funny.
My
though.
Gosh.
They were on Marketplace for like $10 a piece.
He was hard up for some cash.
No doubt.
I said, dude, I could have given you $20 too if you
Man,
needed a little
the,
help,
the
right?
The effort of putting it online to me seems, you know,
Well, it is funny. It's you can look when I've posted things on Facebook Marketplace, and that does seem to be the place things go very quickly.
Yes.
But when I look through the other stuff that people are selling, and we use some of these for The Price Is Wrong. And by the way, George Gray's going to be back next week, Fred.
Oh, okay.
From The Price
Is it Wednesday? Is he coming?
He's going to be in town on the 25th, so I think that's Friday, isn't it? The 25th. What's the 25th? Saturday. So it'd be the following week. Maybe we'll try to do it on Wednesday, though, when you're here, the 29th, because I'm off on the 30th. And the 31st. This month is long, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're only in the mid
30 days has September.
Yeah, all
April,
that
June,
stuff.
And November. October has 31. I'll cut to the chase.
Thank you for that, Sue. We have Sue's news on the 15th of
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we'll have to talk a little baseball, too, when we return from Sue's news. Unfortunately, the Brewers look like they're dead, right, Fred? Man,
yeah.
I was hoping for a series here.
I think so were the fans.
I think so, too. But
Paul
now,
Hall. We'll have to ask Paul Hall.
We will. He will not be happy about that. But it is 4:19 on a Wednesday afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Happy National Grouch Day. I don't know to whom that applies, but if that's you, it's your day.
Okay, just go ahead and say it. I mean, are you kidding me? You're the elephant in the room? You're not going to just call me out?
I think that's why I'm here on Wednesdays. That was my fault I didn't come in and say that. Mark,
it is
National Mark Reardon Day.
Thank you. Now, can I allow me to call an audible
of
here
course,
during Susan's?
Absolutely.
Do you know of the other significant day that today is?
Well, I have a couple more.
Okay, let's see if you, because I have musical accompaniment for one of them. Let's see if you got what I got.
Oh,
let's see.
That's
let's find out. Let's test this out. Go.
All right, I have National Cheese Curd Day.
Yeah! Yes!
If you've heard of Wisconsin, you've heard of our cheese. Cheese tasting so good, it's sure to please.
This is actually real.
Can't say enough, because it's really good stuff.
Hey, listen.
Wisconsin cheese, may I have some, please?
So I get this email from Culver's saying it's National Cheese Curd Day.
Gosh.
And I told Becky, I'm like, it's National Cheese. We love Culver's.
Yeah.
So just on random, Dave Klein used to do this as my producer emeritus. Ethan's not quite as skilled at this. I said, I'm kidding, Ethan. He's listening. I said, I wonder if there is a cheese curd song. And in fact, there is.
It's the cheese curd cap of Wisconsin, not necessarily the whole world, unless, of course, your world is Wisconsin, and then
used
I guess
to be.
Ellsworth could be the cheese curd capital of
yeah, there it
world.
Is.
Ellsworth is the cheese curd capital. Ellsworth
is the cheese
Ellsworth.
Curd capital.
Ellsworth is the cheese curd capital. Cheese curd capital
like
of the world.
We'll see.
Boom, there you go. So there you have
I
a song
full
for
responsibility
that.
Yeah. for that. It's
wow.
my fault. I think you would have brought it up.
I would have.
I didn't think you had it in there, though, so I'm very impressed.
Well, because of Wisconsin, I thought, well, Mark, I'll have to. What is a cheese curd?
It's delicious cheese wrapped in fried goodness. I have no idea, but they are good.
So they're fried.
Good. Really good.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had a cheese curd?
Well, I know curd is a part of normal cheese.
It's like a little cheese curd rolled up ball that's fried, right? Is that the best way?
It's delicious.
Delicious.
They should opt for a better
name. It's delicious.
Yeah, well, curd isn't all that appealing.
Curd's
the curds in whey, you know. And it's also National I Love Lucy Day, which is fine. But her hometown is in Jamestown, New York, and we just stayed there on the way back from Watkins Glen. I had no idea. They had Lucy everywhere. I had no idea she was from there.
That's kind of
cool.
So,
you know, Lucille Ball was highly responsible for Star Trek getting on the air.
What?
Because, like, it was a Desi Lu Productions.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
And so she convinced her husband that this is a show worth putting on.
Look at her.
Wow. I had no idea, Fred. That's a great piece of trivia.
I wonder if, like, the financials of that ended up making her more money than some of the acting she did. I mean, that had to be, if they were on the ground floor of all that.
Seriously.
I don't know. All the money she made off of Vitamita Veggie Eater, I guess.
In the later years. Yeah, that's true.
All right. On this day in history, 61 years ago, this is a great St. Louis day. Because in 1964, this is the day the Cards beat the Yankees in Game 7 of the World Series for their first World Championship in 18 years. And this is the one where Bob Gibson, of course, pitched a complete game back in the day and struck out 9 batters. Lou Brock hit a home run in the 5th. Here's how long ago it was. Mickey Mantle played in that game.
That's cool.
That is super cool. It's just crazy to think about.
Yeah, and thinking of that, I mean, last night's game, the Dodger pitcher did a complete game.
Oh, that's
which
nice.
Is so rare in, you know, in playoff baseball.
Was that Blake Snell that went last night? Or
no.
Was he the night before?
It was the other Japanese pitcher.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't get anything going. The Brewers couldn't get anything going last night.
It was nada. And, okay, here's our music. And you got to start it early because it's a long intro. 47 years ago today in 1978, Toto released their self-titled debut album featuring this song, Hold the Line. And, of course, Georgie Porgy is on here, too.
I do like Georgie Porgy.
Right?
A little Georgie Porgy now and again, yeah. But this one,
it's really, so good.
It really is a classic. There's no doubt about it. They were just here at the amphitheater about two
really?
Months ago. Oh, yeah. It was like the Criss Cross, Toto, and there was someone. I was supposed to see that show out in Vegas, but I had to cancel the
trip. Oh,
that's
a bummer.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, I love Toto. And, well, you tried to interview some. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't bring that up. I forgot. It just
occurred
to me.
We might not want to tell that story about Steve Lukather. We'll keep that one private, unfortunately, for Steve's sake. Yes.
Okay, yes. Well, a live-action scripted series based on the Magic 8-Ball is in the works. What?
The Magic 8-Ball?
Yes. M. Night Shyamalan is directing it. And according to a press release, the show, thank you, will, quote, aim to reimagine the classic Magic 8-Ball as the centerpiece of a high-concept, character-driven, supernatural drama that blends psychological intensity with cultural intrigue. What? It's a Magic 8-Ball.
Seems like a stretch for an idea.
It's the devil's work right there,
it
Sue.
Is
that's
the
what
devil's work.
The sequel will be the Ouija board.
Well, they already have
they've
those.
Had, yeah, they've had those. A couple of those.
Catch up, Fred. Are you kidding? Yeah. They're like on Ouija 8 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They got to be, yeah, for sure.
There's no word on when this thing will come out, but it was written by Gwyneth Paltrow's husband, Brad, who's the co-creator of Glee and American Horror Story. So maybe it was.
It actually sounds like something I'm surprised they didn't come up with before, because those things were so popular.
Right?
Maybe more late 70s.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
You remember those two, Alex?
Oh, Magic God, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Whatever the 8-Ball said went.
Well, I'm just telling you, the Wisconsin Synod Lutherans, they didn't like the Magic 8-Ball.
No.
I'm already going to hell, but I was going to hell for using that, I think.
Honestly,
sure.
I always thought my buddies that had them were, like, cool.
See,
I thought it was, like, a cool thing to have.
So
I never had one. My parents wouldn't let me.
Well, this will blow your mind. Magic 8-Ball has been with us for 75 years. I didn't realize it was that old. And we're still buying more than a million of them a year.
Seriously?
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
I had no idea that was still a thing.
Wonder if they're still using like the same technology or science that they did.
Yeah.
It's
really high tech.
You know what I mean?
You want me to order one on Amazon for next week?
We might as well see, don't you think?
They couldn't be
more than $7 or $8, right?
I'm going to find out right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. What technology would that be? A fluid in a plastic thing?
I think
thing?
It's science more than technology, right?
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but...
Crowd not exactly fan favorites of that. Let's see here. Magic 8-Ball. Yeah, you're talking $10.
We might as well get one, don't you think?
There's one for $10.79. I'm not sure.
I'd say ask the 8-Ball. That can be delivered today.
Oh, well, that's a trick. That's a trick.
Do you think they can get it here before the show's over?
I'm going to go bestseller. Here we go. It's in my cart right now.
All right.
I'm getting one here.
Okay.
The devil is going to be on my side in my house here.
I feel like that's a good thing to just have on
What
hand.
I'm trying to figure out, though, is why is one of them... Well, we can always return
don't,
it, right?
The 79 cent thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Okay, I'll go to continue to check out. This is kind of fun to do, though.
Yeah.
You guys need anything right now while I'm doing this? I got to make sure I use the right credit card.
Might as well get a Ouija board, too.
Uh-huh.
Jane has told me that she ordered 2 Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts and
you're getting one?
I'm getting one of them, right. Place your
order. Why wouldn't you get your own?
Of an Applejack Pop-Tart?
Because she had, because she had already ordered them.
Oh, I see.
They're new and they're hard to find.
It's really, I love Applejacks.
But they were on Walmart.com.
Right.
Really?
There was a crisis. Yes. We were able to order them from Amazon. They're no longer available. Jane, I think we found them on Walmart, but I was in a panic mode and looking for therapy a couple of days ago about this.
Netflix and Spotify have formed a partnership that's going to allow video podcasts from Spotify to appear on Netflix. This will apparently be for a select number of podcasts, but more and more will be added. It'll start next year. This is their answer to YouTube.
Smart.
Right?
Sure.
They're trying to get together and see if they can make something happen. And by the end of 2025, Instagram says it will implement a PG-13 rating standard to content shown to kids under 18.
Smart.
It is smart. And it made this announcement yesterday.
I honestly see stuff on there that I don't want to see.
Agreed.
Dude, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. It's
gotten worse.
Yeah, it has.
And it's on accounts that you think like...
Yeah, how am I seeing... Yes, it shouldn't be on there.
Yeah, you see, you know, you're on like legitimate accounts and then something that's just completely crazy comes up somehow and you just, you don't want to see it.
I agree. And for Halloween, Ring Camera is selling what they call candy cams. It's a ring camera with a costume attached to it and a weighted base. So you put a bowl of candy there and it's got a ring camera on it and you can see the kids come and go. And if they're stealing the candy or not, it's kind of cute.
Huh.
And if you want, you can 3D print your own. But since none of us understands how that works, that's not going to be happening.
And I've even had one of those things for 3 years, and it's never been used.
For the ring?
No, the stupid 3D printer.
You have one?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, man.
Sue called me out.
Why am I just finding out?
Sue called me out at the time saying that was dumb, and
it was. He's never going to use it.
Never used it.
And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. From colonial times until World War II, May 1st was called Moving Day in New York City. It was a tradition for millions of people to move at 9 a.m. on that day. What?
Well,
how do you have anybody help you? Where are the trucks? None of this makes sense.
No, it does not.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, some of this is going to border on TMI, but I'm going to share anyway because that's the kind of person I am. So I believe that the case for me having a small bladder has been well established. And, you know, while I did take a little bit of a rest from my poisonous cans of Diet Coke when I was going through the mental health situation, I'm cranking a lot of those, all right? So you probably notice I have
You're back.
I nurse one. So anyway, I had to I'll tell this story in two parts. I decided that before the show, I ran into the... We only have, like, two restrooms here. We have a men's and a women's, and then we have, like, one that's way on the other side of the building.
Like
right?
an executive
right.
one.
Right. So we are on this side of the building. So I thought, you know what, let's just go in real quick at 3 o'clock. Well, every once in a while, you'll go into a room like that at work, and this is why I don't have a, you know, habit of doing anything like this. But, man, I thought I was going to pass out because it really, something bad was happening in there. Let's just put it that way. So the cleaning crew is here right now. I don't want to get, like, you want me to get more specific than that?
I think we all got it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was a nice description.
At the end of Sue's news, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to run. Sue's got a commercial. I got a little extra time. And the custodian is doing the floor, and she goes, oh, you don't want to go in there. I'm like, why? She goes, I don't know, but you don't want to go in there. I'm like, I said, but so then if I have to run to the other side of the building, I don't know that I can come back. And I begged her, and she says, yeah, okay, at your own risk. And then she goes, and as she's saying this, I fall on my ass. No, she goes, just be careful, honey. It's slippery. And my knee, I got a little knee injury. I think I'm going to be okay, but it hurt like hell there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But here's my question, and I don't blame her at all.
Then you were stranded in there.
That was stranded.
She's nasal?
Like, she's outside, and she's like, are you okay? I'm like, it's my fault. I'll be okay. My fault. I'm in pain. But let's take the custodian and the wet floor out of the mix, and we're going to... I got a workers' comp claim now, don't I, against the company? Don't you think?
No.
Why not?
Somehow it'll come back
on
her.
I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so I won't be able to walk.
Oh, well,
are you kidding me? My knee is so damaged right now. Yeah. Surgery's going to be required.
How bad was your nasal cavity doing in there?
It was fine.
Oh, all
she
right.
I think she absorbed all of the...
Maybe it was her?
No. She had good reason. There was a point of reference that I had from earlier in the afternoon. All right. Let me just say that. But I did kind of hurt myself. I'm not even lying. Like, we'll see how I feel tonight and tomorrow. And then the lawsuit comes. I can't wait for that.
Well, I'm curious, though. Did the urge to go leave you the second you hurt your knee and fell?
No.
Oh. No, he pissed on himself when he fell.
We were not quite in the process. Let's put it that way. I was taking a step toward the urinal without, again, TMI. Sue's very uncomfortable right now.
No, I'm just like,
and I
really?
Might too.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to do this yesterday, but I'm glad that Alex is here because this was a story, and I saw it on the ex-formerly Twitter from the CBS Evening News from a couple of nights ago. And they featured Missouri, right? And they're going out with a state trooper from our state enforcing some traffic laws. So here's what it sounded like.
On the interstate outside St. Louis.
Here we go, right there.
It took Missouri State Trooper Brock Teague just minutes to spot a suspected distracted driver, taillight out and cell phone in hand.
We're just out enforcing the new cell phone law that just took place.
This time, she got a warning. But a ticket can cost $150 for a first offense, and it goes up from there.
So, you know, we had this. We never used to do a lot of this nanny state nonsense stuff in Missouri, but there was a law that was signed by Governor Kehoe this spring that, you know, is specifically, and we haven't had this, where you can just get pulled over for touching at any part of your body your cell phone. Some of it's ridiculous, which is why when I put this on the ex-formerly Twitter, I said, oh, yeah, that's what we want our state troopers to be doing in Missouri, considering all the issues. So then I get the responses, and I love the responses. Augustus says, so you don't, capital letters, want law enforcement to enforce traffic laws that help keep drivers safe. Well, you're making an assumption, first of all. Now, look, let me make this clear. I don't want people to be texting and driving. I don't want people to be distracted when they're driving. I'm not advocating for that whatsoever. What I'm saying is, if you really think that passing a law like this is going to change anyone's behavior, you're out of your mind. And what's happening is yeah, you have for right. Let me just put it this way. If you read the statute, if I'm, and this I did this probably three times on my way in, hitting a song on my iPhone from Tidal, I'm technically breaking the law. And if I'm using my voice text, which I do, mm-hmm. Fred, you use your voice, that's legal, right? So you can use mm-hmm. Siri or voice text, and I do that. I can do that to send emails. I can do that to make phone calls. I can do that to text. But even if I look down at my phone or any of my phone is touching my body, that's technically against the law. Now, are the troopers pulling people over for just having your phone up against your body? Probably not. But here's a question that I asked someone, and I was told this. If my recommendation is you get pulled over, by the way, do not give your phone to that cop. Do not do it any circumstance. Because if they go through, and by the way, I'm all for if someone is distracted and they're texting and you can prove that and the accident happens or something like that, well, then they should be charged with a crime. I'm fine with that kind of stuff. But did you know, and I vetted this, that if I voice text you and I say, Siri, text Fred, and then send you a text, or if I type out a text, there is no way for law enforcement, or I don't even think forensically, I asked George Rosenthal this question, that they could tell the difference between that.
Oh.
So how do you get around
sometimes
that?
Sometimes it does say sent with Siri.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes it says
sometimes
that.
Sometimes it does. But you're right, it does not all the time.
But if you go into, and then so, here's another response here, I like this.
But
one,
I do here. Agree with you, It's near impossible to prove.
So this guy, Jordan, says, Mark, I agree with you most of the time. However, spending just 30 seconds on 270 will reveal countless drivers on their phone all over the road. I don't disagree with that, by the way. It's truly an epidemic. A breakdown in basic things such as driving will have a profound impact, and so far has. Well, my response to him was, I'm confused. It's against the law, so why would people be doing that? Look, if you look at the distracted driving data from Illinois. Let's look at Illinois, where they've had this. There's no evidence that particular, and they've had that forever, by the way. It goes back, I think, even to when I lived in Milwaukee, because I remember driving in downtown Chicago when they, you know, were enforcing this, where if you got into the city of Chicago, you weren't supposed to have your cell phone in your hand. Now, that was well before the technology has gotten a lot better. And realistically, there isn't a lot of reason for not using the voice controls. I think people should do that. I still see people talking on their phone. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's something that can automatically be qualified as distracted driving. And here's the other thing that I like to point out, and I wish I had the audio of this, but this probably goes back about 20 years, and I'd love for them to do this again. It was on 2020 or I think it was 2020 or a show like that. What they did was they went onto a course with obstacles, right? This may have only been 15 years ago. It wasn't 20. And they had a variety of drivers, different age groups, and they had it set up where maybe something would pop up so you'd have to there's all kinds of things where they do this, right? Well, maybe a pedestrian comes in front of you, so you're being tested. It's not a driving test as much as it is, hey, let's see how safe you are when you drive through this obstacle course, right? They discovered at that time that it was just as distracting, if not more distracting, simply to have a conversation
with the person next to you in the car.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, look, I get distracted because I might drop something on my floor. I might be looking for my, you know, charging cable. I might be doing something where my daughter says something. There's all kinds of reasons. I used to make a very misogynistic joke when I lived in Milwaukee that said that, you know, I think we should ban women from running in shorts and, you know, skimpy tops because that was something that was distracting to me, Sue. And I thought that maybe that should be, obviously I'm making a point,
right?
Because there are all kinds of things. Most accidents.
That's an episode of Seinfeld.
But no, like, most accidents are distracted driving. Distracted people that are having issues with driving. It's just one of those things that sticks in my craw because I don't, and I can't remember if we have this now. Illinois used to have what's called primary seatbelt enforcement. And I can't remember what we did here. But in other words, cops in Illinois could pull you over simply for seeing that you don't have your seatbelt on, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not advocating that people don't wear their seatbelt. Wear your damn seatbelt. I do not like the fact that we're giving cops the right to pull people over simply for that. Same thing with the cell phone thing. You want to cite someone in the aftermath of an accident, you want to look at their records, were they doing this? Yeah, okay, write that up as distracted driving. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. But to pull people over, and my guess is they're really not. I mean, they did the story for CBS and the trooper's like, we're just, you know, writing some warnings right now. I'm guessing they're not. And I get what the person says about 270, I'm on 44. You can tell someone's drifting in a lane, right? Typically, they're looking at their phone. I'm not supporting that, but guess what? The laws have been this way in other states for a long time, and people are still doing it. So I don't know what the answer is outside of education, because I think the road signs do play a role encouraging people. I mean, I think we need to teach our kids also that it's not smart to text and drive. And I probably do things that are not 100% safe sometimes with my phone. But anyway, I had to pop off on that.
Well, I assume they're pulling people over now to give them these warnings so that people start to understand.
Yes.
It's going to cost you $150 bucks if this starts to go.
I would say if I'm in charge of Missouri State Highway Patrol, I could come up with probably 100 more things that they could do on the side of the road looking for people that are, you know, dipping in and out of traffic. People, by the way, who don't have tags on their cars and even temp tags in many situations. There's a lot of things that they could be pulling people over for that have nothing to do with cell phones. And then if that's part of the equation, well, sure, then hit them for distracted driving.
I've seen people who are driving distracted and have their phone on speaker up to their mouth while have one on the steering wheel and the other on speaker. And it just,
well, you know what?
It's not great.
Well, okay.
I'm not saying, or defending, or not. I'm just, you know, saying it's a thing. It's weird to me.
Let's say they, maybe that's weird. But
speakerphone.
To me.
Why? We don't want to hear your
conversation. How distracting, realistically, how is that, though? Because you can multitask. Some people are capable. Not everyone, but people are capable of multitasking. I think even when I'm not holding my phone, I'm still with one arm, the other arm just kind of in my...
If somebody were to
break
in front
of you... Are you 10-2 all the time?
No, but you've got to... You can't hold an entire conversation and say, oh, that's safe. Well, I'm still paying attention. If something were to happen in
just
front of you...
Just because it's in my hand?
Oh, yes.
Well, what if I'm shifting gears on my car? Something's in my hand there. Mm-hmm.
This is not the same thing as holding to a phone and having a huge conversation.
Here's another one. I'm sipping my Diet Coke, and I got one hand on the wheel. What's going on there?
That's distracting driving. I'm talking about a long conversation on a phone, holding it in your hand.
Well, I think if in that situation, you should be able to. The speaker would work well enough if you just put it on your console or put it in your lap or something like that. Okay. Maybe they're FaceTiming, though.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah. Oh.
It's an issue.
That's not allowed either. I mean, if you look, the law is very particular, and it's interesting. But I'm sure I'll hear from some law enforcement people out there, and they're probably not pulling people over randomly for this stuff, but they want to get the word out.
I do think you go back. Mm-hmm. You mentioned all the expired plates, or even just, I think I've seen more cars recently than ever, that just don't even have license plates or any sort of. People just go on. Like, I've been pulled over for dumber stuff than that. It's like,
yes,
you know.
I know. That's what annoys me. Because, look, those people pose a danger.
Yeah. For sure. You know, yeah. I got hit by one of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. And there's no, I mean, what are you going to do? It's like, how are you ever going to describe that person? Like, if they
right.
hit
right.
you and then they run off.
You're right.
Oh, it was a car with... You know, it was a red car with no license plate.
That's
great.
So horrible.
Yeah, well, they're not going to track that one down.
Yeah,
right?
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, Alex. So the National League Championship Series is between the LA Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Brewers are down 0-2. They started the series in Milwaukee. This is a story that's been discussed over the years. There's a hotel in downtown Milwaukee. It's called the Pfister. It's spelled P-F-I-S-T-E-R. It's a legendary hotel. It's beautiful. And it's also haunted. That's what people think. So some folks have, and I can't remember, Fred, which member of the Cardinals, but there have been over the years a couple of members of the Cardinals that have sworn that they saw something weird in there. And, you know, baseball players, and Alex, you can speak to this just with athletes because you were a Division I athlete. They can be somewhat superstitious, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is a CBS story, but listen to what they said about the Dodgers, and I think Mookie Betts in particular.
Dodgers star Mookie Betts has talked about ghosts on his podcast.
I don't know if ghosts are real, but I feel like they are.
Since 2022, Betts has refused to stay in the Pfister Hotel on trips to Milwaukee because rumors swirl that the 132-year-old place is haunted. This trip, teammate Teoscar Hernandez also found his own accommodations because his wife is spooked.
Wow.
Stories have been told of mysterious footsteps, lights turning on, and furniture shifting. Some say it's now players playing tricks on teammates that's keeping the legend going.
Of
Steve
course.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Of course it's that.
That's hilarious.
But I can't remember if it was Wayne or somebody else. It was a key member of the Cardinals that, you know, the posted a story about this a few years ago, and I was very familiar with. I knew about the Pfister having this legend from living
the
up there.
The chat on the YouTube stream is saying Carlos Martinez and Marcelo Ozuna
yes.
both thought it was.
I think you're right.
Wainwright has commented on this as well, and during COVID, the 2020 season, several of the Cardinals got COVID, and it was while they were in Milwaukee, and they had to stay at this
the Pfister. Yes, I remember that.
But they couldn't leave their rooms.
I remember
and it was a whole
that.
Thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that's when Wainwright talked about it.
Yeah, I think it is, because I think he talked about playing his guitar in the room or something like that.
So this
isn't
the first time that this has happened. Huh. Or this has been
brought
up. But
it's funny that you have players that are so superstitious that they're getting, you know, who knows, an Airbnb or something like that just to stay somewhere else. But that's typically where the team stays.
Well, Mookie
Betts, the visiting team stay.
Mookie Betts is finally hitting for the first time this year in the playoffs. it comes, so, you know, he can't take any risks.
Superstition's real, man. Baseball too.
Got to stay away.
I mean, I know all sports, but baseball, yeah, especially don't step on the line, man.
Would you stay in a haunted hotel?
Yeah, I would.
Absolutely.
I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
The people who bought
nonsense.
I brought this up, and I can't remember if we did something on the air, but the people who bought my home in Holly Hills on Dover Place, they swore that our home was haunted, that they had heard things upstairs. I never had any experience like that. But you seem very skeptical.
I'm
ghosts.
Totally ghost skeptical.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a little bit too. Mm-hmm. Typically, there's an explanation for things, right?
Yeah.
Like players moving around furniture and stuff.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.